Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
You gonna say something?
Well, she hadn't said Mike's are hot yet.
She doesn't think Mike is hot.
I can't wait to hear her say Mike's.
Well, Mike's. Yeah, don't bother Leanne.
Good morning, Stu. Good morning, Leanne. How are y'all this morning? Welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show on this Father's Day Sunday.
Yeah, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Got everybody. Everybody's in the studio today.
We got everybody. So, Leanne really? Reminded me of something a while ago. Mm-hmm. Are we voting? Have we been voting for ourselves? We got to beat Sean and Dalton.
There's so much going on. I've paid no attention to the Nappies.
I know. I'll take your place and vote for you.
I think Heather's making sure to
vote for us. Yeah, get out there and vote for us. Vote often and vote every day. Vote often. Yeah.
Best donut jockeys.
We got to beat Sean and Dalton, man. We got to beat them. Mm. If nothing else, we got to beat them for best morning show. So,
yeah.
DJs, whatever that.
Donut jockey.
Let's spin the records. And
nobody spins records anymore. A DJ is anyone that hosts a radio show. Doesn't matter if it's talk or music anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
I'm confused.
Well, since the day I met you.
But, yeah. Yes.
Which was at lovely Perdido Vineyards in Perdido,
yes,
Alabama.
It was. Yeah. Ah, it's a lovely little place up there.
It really is.
It's a little jewel that people don't realize that we have down here, mm-hmm, in the South. And they've done all kind of, you know, during Ivan, he got beat up pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because, you know, that far in, Evergreen and Bruton and, mm-hmm, Perdido and all that, they're not used to that kind of force that they had after Ivan. And what was the other one? There was one other storm that came through the year later.
Nah. Katrina was a year later.
But it did a lot of damage, and they've got a lot of new roofs now, and the vineyards look pretty, and, mm-hmm, they've got one crackerjack young lady who's doing a lot of their marketing, mm-hmm, for them and advertising, and she's doing a bang-up job.
And, you know, they took what happened with Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned it into a positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know the story better than I do, but basically the power was out and their mash went, yeah, bad or something.
I don't remember that one, but I mean,
but it turned to vinegar.
Well, they got vinegar for sure.
Yeah, now they make vinegar, and boy, do they make vinegar.
World-class vinegar.
World-class
I'm talking
vinegar.
About they have three world-recognized trophy-winning,
mm-hmm,
world championships.
Yeah. That malt vinegar is the finest thing.
And I'm not talking about a little 3x5 plaque, you know, engraved, uh-huh, hanging on a wall. This thing's, uh-huh, like 2x3.
What, was it a wrestling belt?
No. You know what? That would make it bona fide if they had a wrestling belt. Yeah. I want a wrestling belt.
I know you do.
I'm going to enter something and win a wrestling.
How about a wrestling tournament?
No.
No?
I suck at that.
Where it actually is apropos to have a wrestling belt?
I want to be able to walk out of a gumbo competition one day with a wrestling belt over my shoulder and my tights on.
And a double holster. And my instead boots. And instead of six shooters in there, you're going to have bottles of Tabasco.
There you go. Cayenne.
Yeah.
So anyway, how was your week?
pretty good. Learning the meat business.
Yeah.
Prices keep going up.
God, can't afford to eat meat anymore.
Mm-hmm. You can afford to go fishing.
I'm going to have to start eating some of the squirrels in the neighborhood.
There you go. Love me a good old fried squirrel.
Oh, my God. We got them.
Yeah.
Ours are fat because everybody feeds them in our neighborhood.
David Rat. By the way, congratulations, Heroes.
Yes.
Is back open. You can, yeah, go get you a burger or some of that. Oh, that crawfish dip is some good,
mm-hmm,
stuff.
They got good fried shrimp, believe it or not.
Huh? You know, I haven't tried it. They have usually a burger guy.
Really good fried shrimp, believe it or not.
And Heather says her favorite wings are at Heroes.
And like Lodi Beer Garden. I don't go to Lodi for their burgers. Well, actually I do.
You go there for the donut burger.
But the Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
And the warm German potato salad. Mm. I don't like potato salad, but I love their warm German potato salad. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's got that pickled onion, your red onion in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And bacon.
Bacon. Oh, bacon. Yeah, how could I forget that?
Your warm potato salad's almost always at bacon.
But one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life was between two donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Had grilled pineapple,
mm-hmm.
crunchy peanut butter,
mm-hmm.
bacon,
mm-hmm.
and what was the other thing? And a fried egg.
Yeah.
And just that yellow dripping down my fingers, between my fingers, getting all sticky and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All those flavors just come together on my palate, and just it was like heaven.
I'm sure that like toxic waste, it comes together.
Well, it was good. It put me down for a couple of days. You know, I was so fat, I couldn't move for 2 days.
Well, you know, when I was the first round of trying to recover from the first mm-hmm. round of surgeries, I would go in and do some work at the beer garden that was computerized, mm-hmm. and I was basically doing diagrams of how to build the sandwiches. Matt Golden had asked me to do that because it was something I could do,
mm-hmm.
and they said, Matt said, whenever you get hungry, just tell us what you want. We'll cook you something, and I just wanted the plain Lodi burger, and I hadn't had a cheeseburger of any kind in 4 or 5 months at this mm-hmm. point, and to have the first one that I get be from the beer garden, which is one of the best burgers in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I'd got the plain Lodi burger. You know what that comes with, Mike?
What?
Nothing. Yeah, just lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, beef. Got no bacon, sometimes, got no cheese.
Sometimes less is more.
Yep. I didn't even put ketchup or mustard on it. It was so good. I was halfway through it when I realized there's not a condiment on this thing.
No mayonnaise?
Nothing. I just went straight, man. Just bareback owned into it, and man, was that a fantastic burger.
Well, being that we're on burgers, I ate at Callahan's the other night. They're back open with the music.
Got the music.
And I had a patty melt.
Ah. You know, it's
and chips.
The patty melt, a wonderful variation of the burger,
rye.
Was invented by Waffle House on rye, and now you can't get it on rye at Waffle House.
That's sad.
Yeah. Because sourdough is fine, but a patty melt should be on rye.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When I make them at home, that's what they're on.
Yeah.
Jewish rye, as a matter of fact.
I don't know why you got to bring that into it, Mike.
It's good bread.
Because it's the lighter of the two rye breads, the other one being pumpernickel.
To me, it's grainier.
Grainier? The only difference is the sugar that they use in it. They use sugar in Jewish rye. They use molasses and mm-hmm. pumpernickel.
Cool.
But that's also what
I love pumpernickel, too.
Yeah, pumpernickel. Marble rye is where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then you get the best of both worlds.
You go to Chicago, and, you know, they get a lot of good deli meats up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the slaughterhouses are at up there.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever had lingua.
Lingua is fantastic.
But on that marble. Cow tongue. That marble pumpernickel.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh, my God. It's so good up there. It tastes better in Chicago, too. And, you know, Chicago's my kind of town.
Is it? Yeah, it's a toddling town for sure.
It's a great town,
yeah.
Beautiful, and weather's great.
For those that live there, they call it Sweet Home Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they live there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas us, we call it Going to Chicago.
So that song came out before Sweet Home Alabama. I wonder
mm-hmm.
if there were any copyright infringements there.
I don't know, because it's a what are they going to do? Sue Alabama? Because it's on our signs in the interstate.
No, they'll sue Florida.
Florida. That's true, because they were from
Jacksonville.
Leonard Skinner was from Jacksonville. Skinner.
Well, that's not our public show.
I worked with this guy one time. He goes, yeah, man, I worked this place down in Panama City. Mr. Skinner came in there. You met Leonard Skinner? Yeah, the man. Okay. That's good to know. Let me ask you this. Did you meet Mr. Pink Floyd, too? As a matter of fact, I did. I met Mr. Pink Floyd one time. Really? And what about Jethro Tull? Did you meet him? As a matter of fact,
no. Leonard Skinner was actually their coach that they couldn't stand, and they respelt his name. They put all those Y's in his name.
Yeah.
For those who didn't know,
Leonard Skinner.
That's what you know when you're a DJ.
Yeah,
you're trying to become the best DJ in the Mobile viewing area, listening area.
Listening area. Yeah. Well, you can view us on Facebook Live. We got that's what I'm right at. Facebook.com/sippandchew. Or you can text us on the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line, 343-0106.
You're so good at that.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
Yes.
Reggie.
All different kind of places. And I'm going to tell you, I'm so happy to be able to go into a restaurant and eat.
Yeah.
It means so much to me.
Yeah, it does. Getting to see old friends, live a little bit more of a normal life.
Yeah, it's kind of normal. You know, what gets me is some places, you know, it's this whole mask thing, which it don't matter to me,
mm-hmm.
as long as you don't have a runny nose and you're drooling mm-hmm. or anything. But, you know, but going back to the question, I ate somewhere I haven't eaten at in a long time, and that was East Shore Cafe, East and Shore Cafe, mm-hmm. Over at Daphne. And I think, well, you know, you think I overlook them. A lot mm-hmm. of times because I go to the bigger name places on the East Shore.
Yep.
But I went there and I'm so glad I did. Their sandwiches are so fresh. Like I had chicken salad and it was so good, so light. But
not if it had mayonnaise in it.
Huh?
Not if it had mayonnaise in it.
I don't care about mayonnaise. I love it. No matter if it's got mayonnaise, it can have a lot of mayonnaise. I like when I make tuna salad, I like putting a lot of mayonnaise in it and then I'll put mayonnaise on my bread. How about that?
Yeah.
I had a mayonnaise sandwich.
I wonder why you weren't here last week.
Well, that wasn't the reason.
Yeah. You had mayonnaise.
That wasn't the reason.
Yeah, mayonnaise coursing through your veins, buddy.
That's it. You cut me in. I had to get a mayonnaise transfusion.
Duke's the official mayonnaise of the
South. That's only one. I don't care what people say.
Yeah.
Duke's is it.
Yeah. Well, we tried a new place.
Yeah.
New to us, anyway. Mm-hmm. Been open for a few months. Last week, Via Del Rey,
mm-hmm.
opened by the same wonderful people that opened Rio there at Hillcrest yeah. Airport. Amazing. Different menu than what you see at Rio. Some things, you know, naturally are the same mm-hmm. when you're dealing with Mexican and Texas. A good deal more Tex-Mex at Via Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
But same great service. The food was fantastic. The one of the things that I've always liked about Rio is it's the only salsa most of the time I don't have to do anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
The heat is perfect when it hits the table. Same salsa at Via Del Rey. Didn't have to add any hot sauce to it.
Wow.
Dined al fresco, which means in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a very pleasant thing to do, except when all the people doing curbside are in great big pickup trucks with glass packs on them, and they pull right up to your table and sit there.
With all that exhaust.
While they're waiting on the food, yeah. Sitting there, but they're only there for a minute or two. And the ones that, you know, were going to be there a while, they killed their engine.
Yeah.
You know, they realize, hey, this is not the place. And maybe next time I should take the old lady Sienna instead of my big GMC truck.
Yeah.
But I would probably want to take my Ranger, so the same thing.
Rio, they've got some incredible margaritas.
Yeah, they'd Heather really had a mango margarita mm-hmm. that she is still thinking about when we went to Via Del Rey.
It's just like,
and I had a medium mm-hmm. Modelo Negro, which is my favorite Mexican beer.
Mm-hmm. One of mine.
And the medium was about that tall. Oh. About yay tall. That's the medium.
Yeah,
I don't know what to expect from a large.
I love Tecate.
That's also
in
very
the can.
Good. In the can.
You have to do Tecate in the can with the lime.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind.
And another place we went this week is Hickory Pit, right there in Sims.
I got to get by there.
And I dropped back by last night because when we went in the other day, I'd been craving fried catfish. We went in, got the fried cheese curds,
mm-hmm.
and I got my fried catfish, and she could not resist chicken fried steak. And that sounds good. All that sounds good.
You know, Leanne, when I go to a barbecue place, I've got fried catfish on my mind.
Yeah.
And when I go to a barbecue place, I got chicken fried steak. That's the first thing I'm thinking of.
Hickory Pit
when
started
I go
barbecue, but it is a full diner now. That you know they do breakfast. The apple pie pancake is unbelievable.
Really?
Oh yeah,
I used to love apple pancakes.
It's the size of a hubcap.
Yeah,
I mean it's
whose hubcap? A new car or an old car?
Yes. you run you about a 72 Pinto hubcap.
Okay.
But
unexploded or exploded?
Pre-exploded. It came off the factory showroom like that. But Heather's best friend's been in town, so Friday and Saturday night she's doing girls' night. I've been craving barbecue for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
She enjoys barbecue, but she can't eat it every other meal like I can.
Yeah.
So I kind of spaced that out. She's going down to the island with her friends last night. I call up the old Hickory Pit again, second time this week. This time, ribs, pulled pork, some sausage.
Now he's talking.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get
wilted spinach salad,
something like that. You didn't get a salad. You know?
No, I didn't eat it. I had onion rings.
I think of baked
beans.
I think of Caesar salad when I want barbecue.
Oh yeah, grilled Caesar salad.
God.
See, you love grilled Caesar.
I do.
Yeah.
I do that.
I had baked beans and onion rings, man. Everything was very barbecue.
You ever had grilled Caesar salad?
No, cooked on a grill. That sounds interesting.
It browns and wilts the leaves a little bit. And it just
you put the whole head of romaine on the grill.
Yeah.
You don't dice anything up.
Well, I cut it in half.
In half. Well, you're getting old.
I just
you can't put the whole head of lettuce in your mouth.
I chop it up before after I take it off the grill. I chop it up.
Barbarian.
While it's still warm.
Traditionally, Leanna, you grill the romaine, then put it on the plate and pour some Caesar dressing and some feta cheese on it.
Oh.
So the center of it is still crunchy and still cold. And you just get that little bit of char on the outside. It is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I do like char.
Yeah, and then what you do, Mike, you put a little blackened filet mignon on top of your salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that brings it all home. Maybe a few fried crawfish as a crouton.
As a crouton. Like with the shell still on?
No, the batter will make it crunchy. Well, you remember at Little House Midtown, we used grits to make our croutons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Leanna, we would take the grits from the day before, roll them into a ball, then roll them in panko and deep fry them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bit into your crouton, it oozed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool stuff. That's some John Gibson magic.
I love fried grits.
Yeah, well, that's what this was.
Yeah.
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 But we just rolled it in a ball instead.
Yeah.
But you're saying just like in a skillet with a little bit of Earl.
Well, they kind of look like.
Yeah, the grit cakes. The grit cakes.
Yeah, grit cakes, yeah.
It's real easy. You just take your grits. And when you're done eating them, you put them in a casserole dish, get them flattened out so they're about a half inch thick. Just set them in the refrigerator. The next day, you can just cut them out in little squares and then hot pan of oil on each side until it's brown. And don't flip it until it's brown.
What size casserole dish is the Southern?
It depends on how much grit Southern you get left.
Is it Southern Baptist?
It's determined by how many
Southern Baptist approved casserole dish. I'm Southern Baptist. I can say that. I'm a backsliding Southern Baptist.
The best kind.
On Sunday morning.
You mean?
Doing a wine show and a food show.
Yeah. But you love your Catholic friends because they love wine.
I love all my friends.
Except for 40 days a year where they don't do you any good.
They make me so mad. Instead of I know some other things they need to give up.
Yeah.
And like having all them kids.
Well, you know what I give up for Lent every year?
What?
Catholicism. For 40 days, I'm not Catholic. Of course, I'm not Catholic the other 325 days either, but, because I'm not Catholic, I really don't get the whole Lent.
Yeah, hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
There you go.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk in depth about bread.
Mm-hmm.
I got a loaf of bread this week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Brick Pit, it's one of the places that you can get it. That we'll talk about when we come back, man. But this is quite a loaf of bread.
Brick Pit.
I'm sorry, Hickory Pit. Thank you.
Okay.
Got to get all these pits lined up in my head right now. Yeah. Brandon Van Hook has brought in this bread to mm-hmm. use at Hickory Pit, and they sell it by the loaf. So I grabbed the loaf.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it last week on the show when had Meredith Zimmerman on from Rini's Honey Butter.
Okay.
She sells it at her cottage. That's right. You weren't here. You was at home under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Nursing a cold, what happened?
Finally got my meds straightened out. So.
But, we're going to talk about that bread when we come back in a second.
Okay. Because bread is like hamburgers. We were talking about hamburger. You just can't just grab an old thing of Sunbeam hamburger buns, and make delicious hamburger.
And folks, when you're making your burgers
so
at home.
Important.
To keep that bottom bun,
mm-hmm.
lettuce goes on the bottom bun. None of the other vegetables do, but lettuce always goes on the bottom bun. And if you're using mayonnaise, mm-hmm. it also goes on the bottom bun, but nothing else does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for it. It's scientific. Both the lettuce or a fat-based thing like mayonnaise mm-hmm. will help protect that bottom bun from getting soggy
right.
from the burger. That's why, you see the lettuce on top, they don't know how to make a burger.
Yeah.
It's a heat chill.
Yeah.
And you will notice if you do that, put your lettuce and or mayonnaise, and if you're using both, put them both on there.
Mm-hmm.
You will notice that burger will hold up a lot better throughout the sandwich.
I like the crunch of lettuce in my hamburger.
I do, but I don't like iceberg for anything but a wedge salad.
Yeah.
343-0106. What is that, Michael?
That's our...
there it is.
Our social club takes life.
There you go. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Each state, a big old.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael, what? You've been anywhere for breakfast lately?
A couple places, and they all happen to be the same place.
Oh, really? What was the first place?
That famous Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy.
And what was the second place?
Bob's Downtown Diner.
Where is it?
At the corner of Fat and Happy as well.
Oh, well.
They're like neighbors. I had to go down
there.
They're
disproving Einstein that two bodies of mass can't occupy the same space.
I swear, you're right.
At the same time.
I enjoyed it. It was so nice to get back in there
mm-hmm.
and see all my friends there. And got a few changed faces, a few new faces.
That's always
good. A couple
good.
Familiar faces are gone. But, mm-hmm. Life goes on.
Yeah.
Life goes on, and I'm still waiting on some other.
Life goes on, and then you die.
That's basically, hopefully not prematurely, but anyway.
Since the day you arrived on this earth, you've been working on dying.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
But it's like a water oak, mm-hmm. It starts dying when it starts growing. But, yeah, getting down there doing, he's got some new items on the mm-hmm. menu, And it's limited. Of course, a lot of menus are limited right now.
Yeah.
What I was on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what we order.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's coming in on the truck. And, I mean, we're running in that to Rouse's, too. We've got so much beef eye around.
Yeah.
And
ground 80-20 ground beef.
We do our own grinding, son.
I know, but it's...
We're a real store. In fact, I got to pull out 3 beef shoulders the other day.
Mm.
And cut them down to make 80-20. So
wow.
That was a lot of beef. I made sausage the other day. John from Fresh River. lady had ordered some chicken sausages. So we made them, the way she wanted them. She wanted some that were blue cheese or buffalo and ranch, that were buffalo and blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then one was sausage and feta or spinach and feta. And that was my first time making a chicken sausage. That's a weird texture. That's why I've not been huge on chicken sausages, because the chicken just liquefies when you put it through the grinder.
Hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a different texture than we're used to from pork or beef.
Yeah.
And, but delicious. And you know,
I would imagine it'd be more like more pate.
Very right? much. It is very much a
little runnier pate. Yeah. Not firm and
right.
But you know, you were talking about chicken. Last night I grilled chicken thighs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I like to do? I like to take the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then I like to put them on a baking sheet, a baking sheet, and not a bacon, but I put bacon on them sometimes.
Yeah.
I put bacon on my baking sheet sometimes, but I'll salt and pepper them, put them in the oven, make crackers out of them. Delicious.
Yeah, chicharrones. Chicharrones.
Oh, my God, that's like crack. Food crack.
Well, anyway, we were stocking the shelves the other day, and we were, you know, and everyone's going, you're out of Kaneka sausage. Yep, waiting on Kaneka to make more sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the butchers were talking about, man, that ain't the only sausage we got in the state of Alabama, y'all. We had Monroe, and then we had our good friends at Hall's.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, have you tried that Hall's on Dewey? And all these old school butchers that I work with are like, man, that's the best on Dewey in the world, is that Hall's sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. That is the best on Dewey I've ever had. It is unbelievable. So we are blessed in the state of Alabama to have remarkable artisan-style smoked sausage.
Absolutely.
Even other southern states do not share the bounty of smoked sausage that we have in this state.
Yeah.
And we really should celebrate it. And each one's got their own way of doing it. I love Monroe. I love Kaneka. I love Hall's.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all their own thing. They don't taste like each other. And that's one of the most frustrating things for me is you get somebody to try a sausage. Does it taste like Kaneka? No. If I wanted it to taste like Kaneka, I would have just given you Kaneka.
Right.
I love Kaneka. I love Kaneka, too, but I also love Hall's, and I love Monroe.
Well, you know, people, you saying that, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody's been on this buy American. Oh, this brand is now owned by the Chinese. Seek out. Do some homework. Find out who the local producers are, or regional, at least the regional producers are, of these meat products, and that they're not really having that bad of a shortage in a lot of cases.
Because they've still got butchers.
Yeah.
They've got people that know how to do the thing.
Yeah, and you mentioned the artisan of it. Mm-hmm. Support these local places.
Yeah.
Put your money
small batch.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Like a loaf of bread, a simple loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, you know, where am I going to get locally made bread?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chef Rob of Chef Rob and Company Catering, one of the better known, more popular caterers in town. Well, when the COVID shutdown came up, Chef Rob's like, all right, I got to do something to bring some money in. Nobody's hiring caterers
because
they can't.
Yeah.
So he started making Pullman bread from scratch and just selling it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were at Hickory Pit the other night, we grabbed the loaf. So I got into it a little bit Friday night, went ahead and pre-sliced it. I have a little thing that you put your bread in. You just take your knife down it and you slice it. And I made some very thick, Mike, about almost an inch thick. Set those to the side, unwrapped, just laying out. Then I took a piece of raw bread, you know what I'm saying, raw, ain't toasted yet. Tried it,
right.
Delicious. Took a piece, threw it in the toaster, no butter or anything, fantastic. But those four thick slices that I let set out for a couple hours and dry out, next day they became some of the best French toast you've ever had in your life.
Wow.
Except you didn't have any.
I didn't have any. I love French toast.
And so just made, you know, very simple French toast. I keep frozen berries in the freezer whenever I do it. Make a compote with it. We don't do syrups.
Mm-hmm.
And made a little vanilla cream to pour across the top of that. And Michael did it with almost no sugar. I used agave nectar, which is very healthy. It's a liquid sweetener, so it just mixes right in. Did that into my berry compote. Used that to sweeten my vanilla cream, which was, you know, milk with a little bit of cornstarch and vanilla in it, and some agave. Used a little bit of sugar in my batter for the French toast, but mixed it with honey.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as terrible as it sounds from a health standpoint.
Right.
But, man, that bread was fantastic. And then later that day, I just made a regular old ham sandwich on it.
Oh, that'd be good. How thick? How thick a slice ham?
Oh, whatever was on special at the deli that day. So it's probably a number two slice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Down at, and I don't fault or have anything against spiral cut hams, but I'm not a fan of them, especially if people buy them and then put them in the oven. because that dries them out even more. But down at Two Southern Bells, that just reopened back up after the COVID-19 thing, there at Five Points on Spring Hill, they do this delicious ham that's got that baked on syrupy brown sugar sweetness on the tip ends, and they're burnt, and they're on the fatty end.
Caramelized.
Oh, my God. It's just heaven. And you got that little bit of fat in there, just like brisket, just like you do in brisket. But I love ham that way. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a place in Daphne, they would smoke their hams, and he would pull it apart instead of slicing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get these big pieces, you know. That's the way I love my ham. And I'm
chunky?
Chunky. I like a chunky ham. Like a
you know,
ham.
I work right across the street from Champy's, and I have not stopped in for fried chicken. Or more importantly, the tamales.
Their tamales are excellent.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Well, usually when I get done, I'm ready to head on back to Sam's and be with my lovely lady and our doggies and our cat. By the way,
I'll be
how
glad.
Is the kitten?
Well, I was going
to say. Have you killed the kitten, Michael?
Not yet, but I got to find him now because while I was taking a shower this morning, I bought this piece of plexiglass to barricade the bathroom off from the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got her in there, plenty of towels and blankets and litter box and food and a little carrier to give her a little housing. But she likes behind the door, being behind the door more than anything. Well, I'm in the shower, and I get up, they get out of the shower, and I look, and my other cat, knocked the plexiglass over. Now I got to go home and find my kitty. She's somewhere now.
She's probably going to be exactly where she was if the glass wasn't.
I don't know. Hopefully she. And I tried to do that for the first 2 weeks with a kitten to get them familiar. And last night I fell asleep with her on my chest, and when I woke up an hour later, she was still on my chest.
Aww.
Now Jude was sitting there looking like, I'm going to eat you alive, cat. But anyway, he's sweet. He come in last night. We looked like the end of a snake tail last night about 11 o'clock. I'm going, what in the world? That's all I need is a snake loose in my house. I'm trying to go to bed.
You don't have one loose in your house. Not with Jude there.
Nah, I know. I think it was the tail end of a gecko because we got big geckos in our neighborhood. But she is so sweet. Her name is Prudence. So I'm staying with the Beatles thing.
Yeah.
And
Heather had told me you had thought about naming her Nutmeg, and I thought, what a ridiculous name.
Yeah,
was she brown?
I had somebody else tell me that too. No. Oh, she's multicolored, Nutmeg is a brown, is a solid color. It's not a blend.
But, and that's more of a ferret name than it is a cat name.
But this cat has got such interesting markings because it's got the split face, you know, multiple color. But
yeah, so half is cat and the other half is wildebeest.
But but its back legs are orange tabby. It's got the striped orange tabby legs. And I'm going, how unusual. Mm-hmm. So Leanne, if you hadn't figured out, I'm a cat person. I love cats. I love dogs. My buddy Gene Merle is a cat freak. And he loves cats.
Oh, yes, he is.
And we love our cats, but we love dogs, too. It's just I don't happen to live in an ideal situation to have a dog because I'd have to kill him at home and walk him. And if I had a house out in the country or where I would like to have a house at, I would
have a problem. Our walking the dogs is opening the door.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We have built a kennel out of one door, and that's where they go most of the time. But Bug is not in her as a Yorkie to run on off to the neighbors and poop in their yard. So we just let her out the front door.
Yeah.
Because even if she does make a mad dash, I mean, her legs are 3 inches long. It doesn't take much to catch her.
That's the thing about putting a cat or kitten in one area for 2 or 3 weeks to – train them because she's using the litter box, but she's not covering it up yet. And I think everybody ought to own a box of poop.
Our dogs agree. We've had to put up a child gate to the room to Escher's room. Escher has his own room. It's the largest room in the house, the largest bedroom. And we had to put up a gate because, you know,
It's a delicacy.
Molly and Bug like to go hit up the turd buffet.
It's a delicacy to them.
Yeah, I guess so. 343-0106 if you want to get in on all
hey,
the
don't
cat
knock
talking.
It till you try it, okay? When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine, mop, mop, pass that bottle to me, oh, drinking wine, spooty, ooty, drink wine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu.
That's
us.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, well, Stu.
We have something. We're not going to pull it out on air. We have something.
No, that would be against the FCC regulations. What's wrong with you?
But we talked about it a month ago, and we're getting ready to present it, and that is the Sip and Chew Spirit of Hospitality Award.
Mm-hmm.
We're not presenting it on the air today. We're going to present it in person.
As
soon as our schedules link up. I should be done getting my tags Tuesday morning. Maybe. I have an appointment this time, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I call the number that you call to make an appointment
mm-hmm.
for 3 days. And most of the time I got the voicemail is full.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally I get an automated operator. But it's at least something where I can push buttons. And I push the button for make an appointment. And it goes back to the same number that's been voicemail all this time, but it says, we are very busy. Try sending us an email on the contact page on the website.
Yeah.
Which is where I got the phone number to call to make the reservation. Well, I sent the email, and about 20 minutes later, you know, I let them know my off day is Tuesday. I would like to come in. I have two vehicles I need to register. It's no problem. Which office? 8 Mile, if it works. I get an email about 20 minutes later. Got you down 9 a.m. and 8 Mile. So,
awesome.
So you can get it done. But and I have noticed that law enforcement is very patient with this
mm-hmm.
because they understand you can't just go and get your tag renewed or your license renewed. And, you know, the simple solution, and this is where government is always idiotic. The simple solution to all of this was, oh, we're closing the offices. Everyone gets an extra year on your license and an extra 6 months on your tag.
Mm-hmm.
And with the understanding that when you renew your license next time, it's not going to be for 4 years, it's going to be for three. And your tag is only going to be good for 6 months when you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So the state's not out any money, but you don't have 150 people standing out in a parking lot in the boiling hot Alabama sun for hours every day.
You need to run for...
My father used to say that those who want the job shouldn't have it, and those that should have it never want it.
Yep, that's what it is.
But from top to bottom, the state of Alabama has handled this COVID shutdown worse than any state in the union. And from top, and that's the governor's office on down, the people that are working, the people at the unemployment office that are trying to help people get their unemployment, they're working hard
mm-hmm.
within the conditions that the idiots who are in charge of them set up for them.
Yeah.
There was no thought into it. And I look at all these the councils that they have. Let's decide what we're going to do with restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Was anyone on your council a restaurant owner? Because if it wasn't, then you didn't have anyone in that building that should be making these decisions.
Absolutely.
And I'll hear, well, we had the health department. With all due respect, their job is not running a restaurant.
They do more to put a restaurant out of business than anything else.
Not just that. Their stated purpose is not
anything
to do with a restaurant being successful and viable.
Right.
And that was every bit as important as health. And if it wasn't, you need to get out of office.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all lives are at stake when no one can eat. It's more important.
True?
Yeah. And
that's why where I was at yesterday, there were so many people there.
Right.
Because it's about survival.
Mm-hmm.
It's about survival.
And you know who would have been a great person to ask to be on these councils, both the city mm-hmm. of Mobile, anything the county did, and the state? Jim Smith,
mm-hmm.
who is not only an accomplished chef with a wonderful restaurant in the Oakley District, but he was the executive chef for the state of Alabama for nearly a decade.
Yeah.
He knows the ins and outs of government because he had to deal with it.
Right.
He would have been a wonderful person to consult, and every mayor— in the area, when you're making decisions on restaurants, by God, you'd better have a restaurant person in there.
There is, on the Eastern Shore, there is a gentleman who is a restaurateur that is running for mayor, and the same thing in Sims.
Right.
So it's good to have. And first of all, they got to run for mayor. You know, it was we need somebody with restaurant. Well, unless somebody wants to step up and do it, you know, that's.
But honestly, had they called Bob Baumhauer or David Rasp or Pete Blome or Jim Smith and said, "Hey, we're trying to make decisions that influence your entire industry. Yeah. Would you like to help us out?" You know, they all would have jumped on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Alec Naiman would have been more than happy to jump in there. You or I. I mean, it's better than having no one who has genuinely
represents.
I don't mean
industry,
that you worked the drive-through at McDonald's when you were in college or served a little bit.
Right.
I mean, someone that's in the industry and understands it.
Yeah.
And like I said, Jim Smith was the perfect
thing.
And hopefully, Mayor Simpson and all this, they did consult with some restaurateurs. I don't know that they didn't.
I don't know.
It's clear the state did not.
Yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, we're 4 months in now, and there's still people that haven't gotten a penny of unemployment.
That's true.
And that's unacceptable.
That's true.
And I don't, like I say, don't blame the people in the unemployment office, but by God, I do blame Kay Ivey and everyone in the party.
And she's been real silent here lately.
Oh, yeah. They won't do press conferences. They won't answer any questions about the problem with unemployment or any of the other issues they're having. They're just...
The state don't have any money.
When this is done, we need to recall every single person in Montgomery and get them out of office.
Well, at least vote them out. So folks changed, but
we need to see more recalls.
Yeah,
we don't need to wait 4 years when we have a bad politician. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be nice if we still had rails we could run them out on.
Yeah,
still legal.
What you got over there in that bag there?
It's a sack of key lime black pepper. You going to tell me more about it?
Yeah, a long time ago, and it's. Funny that this happened on Father's Day. Brandon, we were in scouting, and he used to go to the Keys. We always sent on Troop 28 at St. Luke's. We always sent our boys on high adventure. Mm-hmm. And there just really wasn't enough high adventure for these guys here locally. And so
you've seen the Delta, right?
Well, there's nothing set up for that.
You know, okay.
We don't have a court. We don't have a merit badge and gator wrestling. But there should be a belt.
It should be a belt, yeah.
But anyway, he come back with this bottle of spices, and it was key lime black pepper spices. So when I went down there for the following years, I would always load up on that stuff when we spent our day at the in Key West. Get one day of that week in Key West. And then I started – I would order the stuff online, even after my scouting days. Well, the company made it – was – in out of Illinois, they went out of business.
Oh, no.
So I've been looking for a key lime black pepper spice for 10, 12 years now. And so I happened to be at Butch Cassidy's 2 weeks ago talking to Roy. He's not open yet. Everything looks great. You're going to love the inside, you know, see all the upgrades and all that. But here comes a spice guy. And the first thing I said, Roy introduced him, I said, "Do you have a key lime black pepper?" He said, "Yes, I do." So he gave me a bottle of it, and I'm going to give him a bottle of barbecue sauce when I get it. But this is great on fish, chicken. What else?
Ice cream?
No, I don't know about ice. It might be.
Well, it is very common in the Caribbean that they put black pepper. They grate it onto vanilla ice cream.
Huh. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I make a marinade for steak that is beef au jus, vanilla extract, and black pepper.
Yeah. But on salmon and all fish, all chicken, pork. Oh, my God. Pork. Especially you got a little fat on them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like to grill my key lime black pepper. Mm-hmm. And it just got that little tanginess to it. You'll love it. You'll love it. But, hey, Leanne says it's time to go. Folks, have a great Father's Day.
Yeah.
I miss my boy.
Yeah.
I love being a father of him, and I know you miss your dad.
Yeah.
But happy Father's Day, folks. And
getting out there. Fathering two doggies and a cat.
There you go. Get out there and support these local restaurants. Overtip, people. Overtip.
Yeah, overtip.
And
remember, no more than eight in a party. I'm tired of restaurants going, "We got a 12 top at the door." Well,
split it up 2 6.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 feet apart.
All right. Get out there and, hey, Stu.
Yep.
What do you want to do?
I want to provolone. I don't like juice.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream. What's this?
This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
I don't like juice.